Faster Mike, good afternoon. Take two. Welcome to Manx Radio Motorsports coverage of the second evening of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company's Southern 100 Road Races. It's the Platinum Jubilee meeting, 70 years of the friendly races. We did have a delay to the roads closing. They should now be closed around the Motor Isle Boleyn course. That was down to a request from Nobles Hospital, with the hospital reported as busy. And of course, there does have to be a medical and emergency cover down here for racing to be able to go ahead. So that's the reason why we've had that 20-minute delay. Well, what an opener we had yesterday. Davy Todd at just shy of 114 miles per hour, a time of 2 minutes 14.216 seconds around the Motor Isle Boleyn course, which is 4.25 miles long. The absolute lap record is just shy of 117 miles per hour in the name of Dean Harrison at 2 minutes 10.835 seconds. Just 3.381 seconds is the difference, and that was all done on day one of four. In the sidecars, Ryan and Callum Crowe lapped at just shy of 100 miles an hour, a time of 2 minutes 33.263 seconds. The three-wheel absolute lap record is in the name of the Jerby brothers at 102.398 miles per hour, or 2 minutes 29.417 seconds, a difference of just 3.865 seconds. And as I emphasise, all done on day one of four. Well, we did have a revised schedule issued at 9 o'clock this morning, but obviously with this delay, that is another schedule in a year of schedules being scrunched up and put in the waste trash bin. We were looking to have a 1,100cc qualifying for 10 minutes at the start. They missed out on that yesterday, and a lightweight qualifying for 10 minutes following that. And then the scheduled sessions, Supersport white plates qualifying, Supersport yellow plates qualifying, and sidecars qualifying. We'll just see how that runs. It's going to be a bit to suck it and see, really. At 8 o'clock, it was scheduled to be race one, the Peel Holdings senior race over seven laps. And at 20 to 9, race two, the Mike Carouche plumbing and heating lightweight race over six laps. And the roads do have to be open by, at the latest, 20 to 10. So, again, that's all a little bit up in the air now that we've had this delay to the roads closing. But they are closed now because I can see the road inspection cars going out onto the bypass here in Castletown and lining up on the start-finish line. They will go round and just do a little reconnaissance lap of the Boleyn course just to check everything is in place for the practicing at first, and following that racing to take place this evening. We did have, as I mentioned earlier, and it's just important to bring you, we did have a red flag incident during the Supersport yellow plate session yesterday evening, and organisers confirmed that the single rider involved was number 69, Jan Galley. Jan has been transferred to a UK hospital. At the time of the issue of this update, Jan's condition was reported as stable and comfortable. And another update from the Southern 100, with the increasing popularity of the Southern 100, the number of vehicles using the race office car park has reportedly grown substantially. It seems to be busy right throughout the day these days. The club would ask for your assistance in keeping the race office car park clear no later than 1 hour prior to the road's closure. And that, of course, is to ensure clear access for medical, marshal and recovery vehicles as a priority. Please note any vehicles still within the race office car park at road closing will not be able to leave until after the roads fully open. So we wait to see what we are going to see this evening and what order things are going to be in, because that little delay due to the request from Nobles Hospital has just thrown things. You never quite know what to expect at a road race meeting on the Isle of Man. You could think conditions are absolutely perfect. Something quite out of the ordinary will come along and lead to a delay. Well, joining me on the commentary, and we've got all the leaderboards to go through from last night, will be Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways and Chris Kinley further down the Castletown Bypass at the clubhouse and the paddock as well and the surrounds, doing a lot of walking. And let's hope he hasn't got man flu, because we do need him for this evening and the next 2 days as well. So let's hope it's just a bit of hay fever or a sniffle. Let's first of all then go out to Rob at Cross Four Ways. And I just wanted to emphasise, Rob, in the build-up, that the times we saw for a Monday evening last night, not just at the very, very top, but right throughout. I mean, you can think of Rob Hodgson in the lightweights as well, was very fast for a first night. It was an incredible night of action, Rob.
It was indeed, yeah. We were commenting right from the outset, weren't we, about the great pace that we were seeing across the respective classes. You've already mentioned there, Tim, Davy Todd, that 2:14.216, the fastest lap of all the sessions last night. And again, just to put a bit of a reference point on that, in the Peel Holdings Senior Race, so that's race one in your programme, the lap record for that, set by Michael Dunlop back in 2017, was a 2:12.735. So, I mean, there really isn't too much at all. It's less than 2 seconds between Davy Todd's fastest time last night in opening qualifying and the lap record in race one, the Peel Holdings Senior Race. And when it comes to that race and the lightweight race we are currently scheduled to have later on, I'm sure there is plenty of head scratching going on between the clerk of the course and his team as well to how things are going to pan out this evening. We of course await further updates, but just having a look around me, the marshals over to my right hand side have just been making their final preparations, ready for things to get underway whenever that may be. But I just want to look as well through a couple of the other performances through last night as well, for those who may not have tuned in or maybe just want their memory refreshing a little bit. Yes, Davy Todd taking the headlines with that 2:14.2 lap. But elsewhere in the 1100cc class, Nathan Harrison, the local man, second quickest at 2:16.1. That's not too far off the pace. And I do recall in that opening session as well, after Davy Todd had flown out the gates like a scalded proverbial at the start of that session to lead on the road. And I don't know if you can hear that, just one of the course inspection cars just going past me there. And on down towards the rest of the course as well. But Nathan Harrison seemed to get a little bit of a toe off Davy Todd. Those two were right out in front of the field, and I think maybe that shows in the times that we were seeing elsewhere. I mean, the lightweight class, if last night's session is anything to go by, then we could be in for an absolute treat in that class. Rob Hodgson quickest at 2:27.006, but didn't finish the session, didn't take part in the full session. My memory serves me correctly. He was part of a quartet that seemed to be circulating around the Balaun course in that particular session and then didn't emerge later on. So interesting to see if Rob Hodgson can up that time, or indeed anyone else near to him can up those times. And the ones around him, I suppose, as well, the nearest runners to him may not have to do too much to try and keep pace with him, because just under 2 seconds and separated Rob Hodgson at the top of the leaderboards down to fifth, Michael Sweeney. And Michael Sweeney as well, he was arguably one of the standout performers during yesterday's session as well. He was fifth across three classes in the 1100cc, the lightweight and the supersport, the yellow plates, that shortened supersport yellow plate session that we had. You can just hear one of the travelling marshals making their way past us as well. And looking elsewhere, as on newcomer Kevin Keyes, he was inside the top 20 in the 1100cc's, a best time of 2:30.164 as well. One to maybe keep an eye on, not just here, but for the future as well. The RST Star of Tomorrow Award as well over at the Isle of Man TT earlier this year. And some of the newcomers really shone yesterday as well. Elsewhere in the 1100cc class, Craig Sitsapek inside the top 25, 25th to be precise, 2:48.673. So good to see in the big bike classes another newcomer starting to shine through at this very early stage. And elsewhere across the board in the lightweight as well, there were three newcomers inside the top 20 as well. We had number 74 Bailey Harker just tucked in behind another newcomer, number 77 Daniel Pearson, and also in there in 20th was number 98 Neil Connell as well. So a good productive start for some of these newcomers in the lightweight class. And elsewhere in the Supersport category, the newcomers were prominent too. David Rigby, that was a great performance in the white plate session, wasn't it? Second in the Supersport white plate session, and some of the other newcomers that were inside the top 10. One of them, Craig Sitzepek, who we've already mentioned, but also elsewhere, Andy Smart, John Marsh and Eddie Warmold as well. And speaking of the Supersport, of course, as we remember, the yellow plate session was curtailed, and in the couple of laps that we did get before that that red flag, we didn't see much of the best of Michael Dunlop, did we, on the Milwaukee Ducati as well. Maybe a bit more chance out on track this evening, who knows. We do have to wait and see there, but I did just notice, and we had noticed over the years, I guess, here at the Southern as well, just like to sit towards the back of the group. That is his way, it works for him, but wonder if we'll see a little more of that machine this evening, the one that had so much success at the TT this year as well. The sidecars, well, Ryan and Callum Crowe, they've already been mentioned, a 233.263. Only did the three laps though, did the Jerby brothers. In behind as well, you've got to remember Pete Fownes and Jevon Wamsley, who were second quickest. They were 3.167 seconds off the pace of Ryan and Callum Crowe. But a reminder, they've had a big change of machine coming into this one. They're actually on Alan Fownes' Yamaha for this one as well, with just a couple of little tweaks here and there, no doubt. But a complete change of machine to come into as well. But enjoyed themselves in that session that the sidecars had last night. Third quickest was Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. They were a further 1.613 seconds back on Fownes and Wamsley. They didn't complete the full session, but nevertheless inside the top three. And of course, two podiums for them at the TT earlier this year as well. And finally, just looking at the sidecars, we've already mentioned a couple of the newcomers already in the solos, but one notable performance in the sidecar field when it comes to first-timers, driver Carl Fenwick on the number 87 outfit, eighth fastest in a 247.704 as well, with local lad Jake Roberts in the chair as well. So that's a great drive from Carl Fenwick on the first night in the number 87 outfit. One outfit we didn't get to see last night from memory was the current reigning and defending ARA Sidecar Centre Championship champions, Jim Gale and Ben Gale. Didn't see them out last night, so maybe just a couple more tweaks for them. We'll have to wait and see if we see them out this evening. But of course, we are still waiting for whatever the schedule brings, however it is brought. Just waiting for updates here across Four Ways, but there are plenty of spectators gathered here once again. In the meantime, over to the paddock and to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, stood right next to, well, nearly stood right next to, because it will be really loud, actually, to Rob Hodgson's twin that you're mentioning there, Rob, about him just pulling out of the session. Just stood right alongside, really, Mike Brown, who's ready to go. He's got the crash helmet ready to put on the top of his head and get ready to go out for this session. We're just stood right now near where the klaxon is going to be. Just say hello and a very good evening to John and Becky and Ewan McGuinness. John just sent me a message, say, tuned in, ready to go. Wish he could have come here this year. I did have a chat with him at TT about coming over with one of his mates, and he toyed with it, but you never know, John, maybe next year. So you guys over there in Morecambe, hope you enjoy the coverage here on Manx Radio Motorsport, and no doubt we'll see you at the Classic TT stroke Manx Grand Prix in a few months time. Well, it's not too far away, is it? Yes, everybody's kind of quite chilled, really. He's had a quick chat with Michael Sweeney. He seemed to be quite happy with everything. You mentioned him before as well. And also, you know, we mentioned about Davey Todd looking quite relaxed. A lot of fans want to get the glimpse of Davey stood there now, just looking towards those eyes, just looking towards the paddock gate here, and just wanting to get out on track. It is going to be the big bikes that are going out first on the red plates. So if you go to your programme, it will be effectively the senior race, the red plates. But if you go even better to page 34, you'll get all the numbers there. So if you just go to page 34, it's got all the solo riders on there. Okay, so page 34 in your program, which hopefully you have bought, because it is a two-part program, as we mentioned last night, and that two-part program has the race guide itself, and the other half of the program is a lot of stats and a lot of figures, which are good, because if you are, you know, a bit of a fan, a bit of a geek, whatever you want to call it, you know, those bits of information and stuff, I didn't know that, oh really, I thought I knew that, but it's not, you know. A lot of people have contributed. There's some really good stories in there from people who've won over the years. Brian Reid, Roy Moore's done a little piece in there as well. So if you want to have a little look at that, get yourself the program. All right, it's really good, and the money, of course, will go back into help the club. Now it's looking like we're not too far away. Richard and the team are looking like we are going to get going in a minute. He's very poised with that board. They have a new system down here this year. Before, it was basically just went round a little green flag. But you will hear in a moment or two, possibly, hopefully, maybe, that the klaxon will be going. He's just getting a radio message. And of course, these guys want to keep the bikes on the tyre warmers as long as they can as well. So they've got to keep a little ear on that one, because you want to get out on track, because obviously they have to ride from here down the little link road that on the road that takes you from Castletown through to Port Erin and Port St Mary, etc., or Ballabeg if you're going to the right. And yeah, they don't want to be sat in that little holding area just too long, because, you know, heating tyres is very much needed. So no sign of movement as of yet. Yeah, James, I tell you, you madman. James, good to see you. Hi, Rach, how you doing? Yeah, looking forward to this one tonight. I think we're going to have some fast paces, and it will be interesting to see. I know Tim will have that information before I get it here, about if there is going to be any schedule changes, if there's going to be, because obviously we're scheduled for two races a little bit later on. So, yeah, still nothing. Hang on, he's moving now to get his board. Oh, we might have a bit of a change now. This is just me trying to describe to you what's happening with the officials, and they're just asking what the schedule is for tonight. All the riders get a schedule, but as all the riders know, what they do is they just look at it quickly. Yeah, I'm out in this race, out in that race, and then, you know, they don't think about it again, some of them. But yeah, Dave, who's on the control, is the paddock control, is here. He takes his earpiece off, and interesting. All the riders, he must feel probably about 200 pairs of eyes are on him all the time. Now, shows how rudimentary it is. For those who aren't here, and for those who are listening further afield, picture yourself in a field with grass. Picture yourself in a field with grass and pop-up awnings and motorbikes of all shapes and sizes and colours. And picture a guy with a red or an orange tabard on, with paddock controller on it, with a headset on, with a boom mic, who's waiting for the control to take the cone away, which will then open the gate, which he stood right next to, and then that will open up, and then the riders of all shapes, sizes and colours will come out of that gate, and then they go onto a main road, and then they're going to be blasting at 180 mile an hour in about 2 minutes after that. Scary to think, isn't it, really, when you think about things like that, how quickly they go from, zero to that sort of speed, because they've got to get up to it. Now, we leave the road inspection cars, you're just making the way around yet again, and that noise you hear in the background, oh, mind your feet, somebody nearly get run over there, is the machines coming forward, and that will hopefully get them all ready. They'll take the tyre warmers off, the green flag will be out, and we'll take a little walk down the centre of the road. Try not to get in the way. We've got a new man on the camera tonight who's taken lots of videos and photographs for you to look at on Manx Radio Motorsport. Who's going to be the first one out of the traps? I know it was Mike Brown, who is right at the front there on the number three machine. Don't think it's going to be him. It's Nathan Harrison and Paul Jordan. And Rob Hodgson's machine is one of the first ones, the SMT 1000cc Honda Fireblade. He's going to be one of the first. Brian McCormack on 111, just in behind him, Brian. Looking forward to doing Armoy in a couple of months as well, is Brian. He'll have to be a newcomer for there. Nathan Harrison, Paul Jordan, Dean Harrison, Marcus Simpson. 38, Ermo Castamo. What performance he did at Amatra this weekend. 11 on the spin at Amatra for him. And, of course, the first man. And he's broken that lap record as well. The first man under 48s was in the 48s and the 49s. Anyway, here's number three, Mike Brown going through. Michael Dunlop is there with Michael Sweeney. They're garaging basically next to each other. So 6 and 65 will be next. There is Michael Dunlop, 36. He was on the stage in the chat show this lunchtime. That's Jamie Coward just gone through, past us now. 34, 65, Mick O'Sweeney. 34 also going out as well. That's Grant Thompson. Grant on the Gus Turner, the GSXR 1000 Suzuki, and the riders continue to stream out, all going. Davey Todd, I think he's doing two laps. I think he is, that's what he said anyway. 31, that's Crofty, and 83, Colin Croft, and 83, Keith Pringle go past us. Any more to go through? Not as of yet, so we'll just make sure we're not going to get run over on the road, which is a good idea. One more machine coming out. Oh, I tell you, that wind is there, just picking a little bit. It's a completely different direction to last night. 33 is next out there. That's Damien Crook, one of our local guys. He's on the 600. He's on the yellow-plated 600 machine. Is there any more? Yeah, we've got one more coming out. Looks like Dennis Booth from the distance and the helmet scheme. It is, yeah, it's Dennis. Dennis, of course, at number 26. We could quite quietly call Dennis a bit of a veteran now. Dennis always a mainstay of the Irish paddock. He is, no matter where the races are. Dennis will not be far away, him and his family and the dogs and everything. We've got one more machine coming up here now. Don't want to stop these lovely people getting a photograph of it. It's 98 goes through. 98 is Neil Connell, one of our newcomers. And the green flag goes at the back here now. Something new that they brought in for this year. Turn your rear light on, it says. Also, the green flag goes at the start and finish here, or the Parc Fermé area, the holding area, whatever you want to call it, or the little link road. that leads us between here and getting onto the bypass, the Castletown bypass, which is the real reason, if you read the lovely story in the programme, why they decided to run this race here, because the bypass was built. And yeah, 70 years later, we're still here doing it in July. I did miss the 50th one because I think it was away at the Island Games or something like that, wherever it was anyway. But yeah, I think I missed the 50th, unfortunately. And I think Milky Quail did this job. I'm pretty sure Milky did. I think he did. Or was it Carolyn? I don't know. It was that long ago. I cannot remember. So machines are ready. All nice and steady. Big field. And as you said, all different colours. The gate is open. And away they go. Stand by at the hedges. Stand by at Ballochagan. Machines are literally...
Told you I'd misfire it, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. We don't want to miss. I'm told that the grids are a set from last night for the two races today. But there are people that haven't qualified lower down the order. And if they do qualify during this, they will be added to the back of the grid. So at the moment, we have two riders on row 8. But there is room at the back of the grid, so there is still qualifying for those that haven't yet made the race, and it's the same as well with the lightweight. So that is the situation. We are told how many laps they're going to get, how long they're going to get. It was down as 10 minutes, but we'll wait and see. But there is the opportunity for some of the lower order riders to get themselves into the race later on this evening. Let's go out to Robert Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, here we go. We can hear the noise building in the distance as well. So time is of the essence, really, for some of these machines heading out there this evening. Just trying to get those laps in, get those times in. Taking a look at the conditions around us as well. Still the cloud overhead, a little bit of a breeze, but not too much. And at the head of the order on this opening lap, Davey Todd, followed by number 15, Nathan Harrison, number 5, Dean Harrison, I should say. Streaming through now, Rob Hodgson, Paul Jordan, Brian McCormack, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Michael Dunlop in there towards the back, and Jamie Coward, Michael Sweeney, both of those went well in the order last night. There towards the back, there's Grant Thompson and number 35, Kieran Brockie, numbers 48 and 83 on the way through as well. Keith Pringle, numbers 88 and 19. Tim Poole, that's an addition to the programme, if you remember, 31 and 26. Colin Crofton, Dennis Booth, numbers 90 and 56, 98 and then 33, 33 on the yellow plates out there as well. So the first sighting lap of the evening as well. Again, just a quick reminder then of who topped the respective sessions last night. Todd was quickest last night. To you, Tim.
Yeah, first bikes are over the School Hill rise, and it is Todd and Harrison, Nathan Harrison and Dean Harrison. So much as it was last night, 44 Rob Hodgson's through, and 22 Paul Jordan, and a whole scutcheon of them through here. Just let you have a listen to that. Up there was Brian McCormack. Now, he's one of those that hasn't qualified for the race so far, and will be wanting to get himself onto the back of the grid. Through 38, Erno Costamo is through. 3, Mike Brown. 23, Marcus Simpson. 64, Matt Stevenson. 6, Michael Dunlop. 21, Joe Yeardsley. 7, Sam West. 36, Janie Coward. 65, Michael Sweeney. 4, Michael Evans. 17, Kevin Keyes. Another newcomer here, Barry Ferber, number 12, was through. 34, Grant Thompson. 35, Kieran Brockie. The action fast and furious down the bypass here as they make their way out towards Cross Four Ways. And we'll head there now with Rob Pritchard.
First flying lap of the evening. I know Brian McCormack, who you mentioned as part of that front group as well, was an early retirement in this class, if I remember, last night as well. So maybe just some tweaks to have to do. And right out front of the field here is number 1, Davey Todd. A couple of seconds back, number 15, Nathan Harrison. And then a second or so back, number 5, Dean Harrison. Dean Harrison seemed to be towards the back of the order in a lot of the sessions, getting caught up in the traffic last night. But he's right up in that front trio. Here's number 22, Paul Jordan. Number 44, Rob Hodgson. Then again, number 3, Mike Brown. And number 38, Erno Costamo, who we'd heard brilliantly at Imatra recently. There's Michael Dunlop, McCormack, Simpson, Coward, whole host, around 8 machines on the way through there. At the back of that, number 4, Mike 11, 17, Kevin Keyes, 12, Barry Ferber as well. And that is your second convoy through Cross Four Ways on this opening flying lap. 2 more machines into you, number 35, Kieran Brockie, and number 83, Keith Pringle. Keith Pringle just moving ahead on the road there. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up the bridge, and here he is, Todd. 115.260 miles per hour for Todd on his first timed lap of the evening. Nathan Harrison, number 15, 114.126. And Dean Harrison, 114.070. Wow, wow, wow. Michael Dunlop has gone through, but he's down in eighth currently on the timing charts. Davy Todd then, 2:12.743. And quite rightly, Rob Pritchard mentioned the record for the race. And that is, it's actually just a fraction outside the race record for the first race that we've got this evening, the Peel Holdings Senior Race. So Todd, 115.260 miles per hour. Nathan Harrison, number 15, 114.126. Dean Harrison, number 5, 114.070. What an opener. Rob Pritchard.
Incredible opening lap. But if you want to put an exact number on just how close Davy Todd is to that lap record for race one, 7 thousandths of a second. There is number one, Davy Todd. He is a man on a mission. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. Number 5, Dean Harrison. So the order on the road of that leading trio on these flying laps remains as you were. But Davy Todd, he is not hanging around on that 810 Racing BMW, is he? Number 22, Paul Jordan, fifth quickest on that opening flying lap. Number 3, Mike Brown, moving ahead of Rob Hodgson on the road here. And then just a second or so back, number 38, Erno Castamo. Number 6, Michael Dunlop, he's in there, eighth quickest on that opening flying lap, 2:22. Marcus Simpson, Jamie Coward, Joe Yeardsley, and then number 7, Sam West. And then 4 more machines here. There's number 65, Michael Sweeney, Michael Evans, Brian McCormack. Number 64 is in there, Matt Stevenson, Barry Ferber as well. To you, Tim.
Davy Todd's just about to emerge into our view. Here he is. There is Harrison. Harrison has gone quicker, but Dean Harrison now up into second at 114.848 miles per hour. Nathan Harrison also put in his quickest lap of the meet so far at 114.634. They're all going quicker. Paul Jordan, 112.355, bike number 22 in fourth. Fifth now is number 6, Michael Dunlop, 111.978. My goodness, 4 bikes together there. Mike Brown is in sixth place now, number 3 at 111.669 miles per hour. Looking further down, Brian McCormack did lap at 103.864 miles per hour. So that, I think, is pretty much guaranteed him a spot now in the first race of the evening, the Peel Holdings Senior Race, coming up a little bit later. We are told they've got 10 minutes for this session. So let's go to Robert Cross Fourways.
And that means as well, those latest laps, that all of the top three so far on these opening flying laps are under the pace set, the fastest pace of the night. Last night set by Davy Todd. Here is Davy Todd now, again on the 810 Racing BMW. But all of those top three, Davy Todd, Dean Harrison, Nathan Harrison. There's Nathan Harrison and Dean Harrison right on cue. So that front trio just storming away from the rest of the field at the moment. But as you've mentioned, to Dean Harrison, less than half a second off the pace of Davy Todd as it stands at the moment. Nathan Harrison only 0.248 seconds further back on Dean Harrison. There's number 22, Paul Jordan, fourth quickest at the moment. Number 3, Mike Brown, sixth quickest. 44, Rob Hodgson, seventh. There's Erno Castamo. And then number 6, Michael Dunlop, MBE. He completes the top 5 with Jordan, the 2 Harrisons, and Davy Todd at the moment. Jamie Cowell, where did he slow him? 10th quickest, 21, Joe Yeardsley. To you, Tim.
Yep, looking up the hill to see who comes into view first. And these are some of the lower order riders, but there is Todd behind them, so he's running into traffic, and he's gone quicker again. 115.644 miles per hour. The 1 minute board is out. Harrison now 115.159 miles per hour. So that means that the lap record effectively for the unofficially for the Peel Holdings senior race has been broken in advance of the race by Davy Todd. Mike Brown has gone quicker again, fourth quickest overall, but he's put in 112.512. He's down to fifth because Michael Dunlop, 112.908 miles per hour. Paul Jordan is sixth. Then it's seventh, 44, Rob Hodgson. Eighth and up is 65, Michael Sweeney. We're told that Dunlop is pulling in further down the bypass, so that is the session over for Dunlop. Checkered flag will be out very shortly. So Sweeney, 65, is in eighth. Ninth is Erno Castamo, number 38. Tenth is number 36, Jamie Coward. The checkered flag is now ready here on the start-finish line. Let's go out to Robert Cross Fourways. Incredible.
And if you need another comparison for the rest of the field, just doing some very quick maths here before they arrive here at Cross Four Ways, Joe Yeardsley is lapping at around 4 seconds quicker than he was last night. Erno Castamo around 6 seconds quicker. Here is number one, Davy Todd. Then number 15, Nathan Harrison, who is being followed very closely by number five, Dean Harrison there. Dean Harrison just catching Nathan Harrison on the road a little bit there. So that might help Dean Harrison in the latter stages of this lap, particularly on the run towards stadium, that long straight. Numbers 90, 98 and 56 on the way through. So Rob Mitchell-Hill at the back of that little group. So they're past the back of the order, the front runners at the moment. There's number three, Mike Brown, fifth quickest. And number 44, Rob Hodgson in seventh. Number 38, Erno Castamo, slotting into ninth quickest. But as you mentioned, going so much quicker, as are quite a few across the board. There won't be time to go through all of them as well, but all of them are lapping several seconds quicker than they were last night. There's number 36, Jamie Coward, up to a 2.17, was lapping around 2.20 last night. Marcus Simpson and Michael Sweeney on the way through as well. To you, Tim.
Yeah, checkered flag being waved to all the finishers while you've been on air, but here they come. Oh, Davy Todd was third of those, so he'd slowed right down. And Dean Harrison and Nathan Harrison were actually in front of Todd as they crossed the line. So none of them going quicker than the times they've already established. But my word, that was a special session we've just watched down here at the Motor Isle Boulogne course. It's Mike Brown finishing, Rob Hodgson and Erno Castamo. None of them have gone quicker than they did previously, so we'll try and bring you that finishing order. That's Jamie Coward. He's 10th quickest at the moment, bike number 36. Michael Sweeney across the line, 23 Marcus Simpson across the line, as well as Michael Evans and Sam West. So Davy Todd was quickest, 2 minutes 12.303 seconds, 115.644 miles per hour. Second quickest, number five, Dean Harrison at 115.159, and there's barely half a second between the two of them, so that sets things and tees it up nicely for later on. Third is number 15, Nathan Harrison. Tremendous week so far for Nathan, 114.634 miles per hour. Fourth quickest, number six, Michael Dunlop at 112.908 miles per hour. Fifth, number three, Mike Brown at 112.512 miles per hour. Let's go down to Chris Kinley, who I believe has got Davy Todd with him.
Yeah, just going to grab a quick word if I can. He's just speaking to Clive at the moment from the Malenko by Padgett's team, and we'll just see if we can grab him. He's just about to head out on the twin. Clive, just a moment, sir, of this gentleman's time. Thank you. I know you talk. Davey, happy enough with that? Inside the old lap record as well for that class?
Yeah, happy enough, absolutely. Just navigating a bit of traffic and stuff. Tried to get out there and get a couple of laps in early, and then before you catch the traffic at the back end. So, yeah, happy enough. Bike's working well. The Monster Energy 810 team are doing a great job with it. And we got a few changes to make. We're missing a sprocket. We needed the right sprocket, and we don't have the wrong one. So we've actually got the wrong gearing on here, but seems to be working all right. We're managing, but it'll be better when we can get that sprocket.
Absolutely. How about your teammate? How's his injuries after TT?
What was that?
How's Peter's injuries after TT? How's he getting on?
Yeah, he's improving steadily. It's always going to be a long road to recovery from a crash like that. So he's chipping away. He's doing everything he can to recover and be back as soon as possible. But I think we might see him here the next couple of days. He's coming over. We're going to We're going to show him around the southern.
Let me see that. David, let you speak back to Clive. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. David Todd there, quick chat with him. And maybe grab a quick word with Mick O'Sweeney. He's just about to take his lid off as well. Just grab a quick word with Mick if you can. I know you're going to head back out in the train. Michael Sweeney, Mick O, happy with that?
Yeah, not too bad, Chris. We made a few changes to the bike. It's a little bit better, but just didn't really get a clear lap out there. And then I missed the gear. I hit a neutral coming out of the stadium and I kicked it into gear. And it's at the stretch in the chain. It's jumping this rocket now. So I don't know if we need to get a chain on before the race or what. I just need to get a look at it when it comes down here.
All right, I'll let you crack on. Right, Mikko, thanks for your time here. So Mikko with one or two problems ready to go. Going out next will be the Mike Cruz Plumbing and Heating Lightweight to be going to be going out next down the 250s and the 700s. Look at Noel. And let's grab a quick word if you can. Jamie Williams, happy enough? Are you all right?
Aye, not so bad, Chris. Not the night we wanted last night. 600, just I don't know, mate, just various things. It just didn't plan out the way we wanted it to, but we have another run at it this evening.
More like the twin.
Yeah, happy enough, Chris. I mean, it's a brand new bike to us again this year. We're still learning. We're still trying to find that perfect setup. Made good progress last night. I'm inside the top 10, row 3, I think I am, for the race tonight. So we'll get a head down and see where we're at.
All right, Jamie Williams, thanks for your time. Good to see you back here as well. And maybe if we can just have a word with Mike Brown, who's over here. This is Noel again. God, jeez, bloody, get out of the way. Is he talking rubbish again? Mike, how are you, Mike Brown?
Good, all good.
This came together all late, wasn't it, all this?
Yeah, sure, look, story in my life this year, to be honest, isn't it?
Riding well at Tangerine, though.
Yeah, had a good run in Tangerine last weekend. Got the confidence back up after a rough start to the year.
Your teammate did rather well at Martra at the weekend, didn't you, Rich Coupe?
He did. It's some spin is putting a bit of pressure on for this week.
How's the bikes going then? So how is that out on the big bike then?
Sure, look, we only got the big bike 2 days ago, and last night it was alien to me, and we spent a lot of time on it today just to get more comfortable. And look, it'll take time, but it's a good bike.
Where's it come from?
Came from the island.
From the Alamans, yeah. From who, which rider, can you tell us?
Paul Cassidy, Dean rode it here last year.
So it's Cass's old bike then, yeah?
Cass's old bike, yeah, he had a TT, yeah.
So happy enough with it, they set up for him and he's a big chap.
Yeah, look, we only picked it up when we got the boat. I didn't even see the bike, bought it over the phone and took my fate in Paul, and it was a good bike. So look, we just rode it around last night and then we spent today trying to get comfortable on it. So we have a bit more to do, but it's not far away either.
Let me get back to you guys. Thanks for your time, Mike Brown. Thank you very much. And there we go. We're on the move. So Mike Brown's machine is coming back. It is, of course, the ex-Paul Cassidy machine that he's on, number 3. Quickly get back to Tim Glover.
Yeah, we just had reports of a drone being flown between Cross Four Ways and Church Bends. You cannot do that. It needs to be brought down immediately so that racing can continue. There's a drone reported at between Cross Four Ways and Church Bends. It is not allowed. Please desist from flying that drone. Back to you, Chris.
Paul Jordan's machine will be one of the first to go out on track number 22. We got young Joe on the bars from there. 92, we just spoke to him. Jamie Williams, he's about to go on the NCE Racing, his machine. 74 also in there as well. 74 over the page we go is young Bailey Harker. 9 is Paul Cassidy, we've just been talking about. Marcus Simpson, 45 Lee Osprey, 77, 21, 85. As fast as I can say them anyway. 89 in there too. 95 also going through. Aprilia is definitely the bike of choice. We talked about this last night, didn't we? 46, 34. Grant Thompson. First time in that twin and he was gone really, really well. 41 just goes past me as well. A 17 Kevin Keyes just goes up the return road from the big bike class. Kevin possibly having problems out on circuit. Neil Connell on the Aprilia from Rippenden, he's just going out. 37 also, another Aprilia, and number 18 and Mike Bampton on yet another Aprilia, with number 10 is next. They're riding for Robbie Sylvester. So that'll be the Yamaha R7, the 690, the rider from Barnsley, Andy Smart. So a couple more machines. Hopefully Mick O'Sweeney will be able to get that problem sorted out with the big bite. As Davey Todd goes past on the Malenko by Padgett's Pattern, number 4 Mikey Evans, 44 Rob Hodson. Michael Sweeney just there now on his Aprilia, and they're ready to go for this qualifying session for the lightweights, which the schedule to have a race a little bit later on. And it is Mikko, who's just about to go alongside us, and he knows that he can leave his bike there with the problems that he's had. We're going to have a little check on the chain just to make sure it's not stretched and not jumping off the sprocket too much. We've got one more machine, I think, just coming out. Yes, we do. It's Dan Sale on the number 8 machine, the only 250 in the class. And here comes young Dan. This is a little 250, little TZ Yamaha Falcon Engineering machine. There he goes, that lovely two-stroke sound as it goes past us. So we'll make our way up to the holding area. So where they are set up there is Parc Fermain. This bit is the holding area. I've worked it out in my head now exactly what I'm doing. So there we go. The green flag goes at the back. They have the course cars that are sat in here. They'll be going into the fields to be put out of the way because they're not allowed to go in the little road anymore. So they have to go there. So we'll just wait for the front. The cars will move themselves forward. And you can still hear that little 250 of Dan Sale. The officials on the radios alongside each other just talking and getting all the information through. And that's it. Already we have machines out on the 4 1/4 mile Motor Isle Ballarin circuit making the way out. Oh, Michael Sweeney though, right at the back. So a wee bit of traffic to get through. Let's head back to cross four ways. This should be a good one, this one, Rob.
Yeah, so Sweeney with a bit of traffic to navigate there. He was fifth quickest in this class, only half a second off the pace of number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who was fourth quickest. And listening to Davey Todd there, I'm not sure if he knows it yet, but in terms of the race one lap record, he was only around 1.5 seconds. Well, he was 1.5 seconds off not just that record, but off outright pace in the 1100cc category. From Dean Harrison set back in 2022, only around 1.5 seconds, Davey Todd. We just heard, of course, he needs to make a couple of other little adjustments. Back to this class then, the lightweight, Rob Hodgson, quickest on the opening night last night, 227.006. He is also the lap record holder in this class as well from 2022, a 2:24.342, equating to a lap record speed of 105.998 miles an hour. Only completed the 3 laps, though, last night, didn't he, on the SMT Racing machine, whereas others managed to get as many as 6 out there as well. Second quickest, only 0.7 off. Rob Hodgson was number 1, Davey Todd on the Malenka by Padgett's pattern. And then making up the top 3, number 22, Paul Jordan. He's enjoyed time in the on the lightweight machines, if you want to call it that, at the Northwest earlier this year as well. Front of the road on this sight and that, number 21, Joe Yeardsley, and fellow Manxman, 23, Marcus Simpson. Is Jordan, Todd, Williams, Hodgson, Cassidy. More streaming through. Number 12, Barry Furman. 74, Bailey Harker had a good session last night. 85 and 88 on the way through. Then there's number 4. That's on a yellow plate. That one is 32 and 45. Only time for numbers here on the site and lap. 77, 14 and 98. As a trio through cross four ways, numbers 96 and 95 there. Anthony Stevens and Darren Duncan. 37, 46, 18, 41, 53. Using my bingo calling techniques again. Number 10, Andy Smart, the super sport class outside of this, had a good night last night. He's there circulating on this opening lap. And there's number 47, Andrew Castle, on the Kawasaki, the ER6. There is number 65, Michael Sweeney. So just holding back a little bit. Oh no, I think he might actually be pulling over here across four ways. Indeed, he's pulling over. To you, Tim.
Yep, first bike interview. Quick as that, Yeardsley, Simpson, Todd, Hodgson, Jordan, Williams, Cassidy, Ferber, Thompson, Evans and Hurd. There's number 89, James Walsh through. So the first bike through was number 21, Joe Yeardsley. I didn't catch that, but there's something, and there's a bike touring here. Michael Sweeney, I'm told, has retired at Cross Four Ways, and there's another potential retirement here. Right over, as he should be, on the left-hand side. Well observed that by the newcomer, number 74. And the newcomer, 74, is Bailey Harker. So the man from Spalding doing exactly what they instruct you to do. Get over on the left-hand side of the road and make sure that you are safe and away from other riders. So we'll wait for the times, but we've got another rider just through there. But Billy Cummins, I can tell you, through Lewis Arrowsmith, Daniel Pearson, Neil Connell, Anthony Stephen, number 96, 95, Darren Duncan, 18, Michael Bampton, 37, David Glossop, 41, Russell Brooke, 46, Sean Leonard, and 53, the newcomer, Ben Rainbow. Let's go out to Cross Four Ways and Rob.
First on the road, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Then it's number 1, Davey Todd. 44, Rob Hodgson. Number 22, Paul Jordan. Then number 23, Marcus. Quick, just point to clarify, Tim, just as Jamie Williams comes through and Barry Ferber. Michael Sweeney did stop, but then did continue. Paul Cassidy, Michael Evans, and number 34 on the way through, that's Grant Thompson. So Michael Sweeney did initially stop there across four ways, but then did get going again a few moments later as number 85 is on the way through, Andrew Hurd. And number 89, that's James Walsh. So whether Sweeney continues onto another lap or pulls in, we'll have to wait and see. There's number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, and number 45, Lee Ospreay. So these are the opening flying laps of this lightweight session, 32.77. Number 98, one of the newcomers in there, Neil Connell, who was inside the top 20 on the opening night. Number 96, Anthony Stevens. To you, Tim.
On the bridge, I can confirm it is a full 10 minutes as originally planned. Is the first bike interview. It's Yeardsley. Oh, Rob Hodgson goes to the top, number 44 at 104.206. But Davey Todd's close, 104.046. Number one in second place. Third is now number 4, Michael Evans at 103.784. Fourth, number 22, Paul Jordan at 103.536. As there goes Andrew Hurd, number 85 through. 89 through and 34. That's James Walsh and Grant Thompson there in 10th, 11th and 12th. Just moving up actually into 10th is now number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith at 95.687. So Yeardsley then, fifth quickest, number 21, at 103.022. So it's pretty tight up there at the top of the rankings. Sixth, number 12, Barry Ferber at 101.488 miles per hour. Seventh, 92, Jamie Williams. Eighth, 23, Marcus Simpson. Ninth, number 9, Paul Cassidy, the local man. 10th, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. 11th, number 85, Andrew Hurd. 12th, number 89, James Walsh. 13th, 45, Lee Ospreay. And just moving up into 9th is number 65, Michael Sweeney at 97.931. So he seems to have ironed out whatever the problem was. Let's go to Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
So second flying lap, front of the order, Joe Yeardsley, followed by number 1, Davey Todd, number 44, Rob Hodgson, then number 22, Paul Jordan, just a second or so back there. So looking at some of the times compared to last night, Rob Hodgson only around 0.2 of a second quicker than his quickest time last night, but those times across the board steadily creeping up. Williams, Ferber, Evans, and number 23, Marcus Simpson. Marcus Simpson started out towards the front of the order, but just seems to drop back a little bit as number 9, Paul Cassidy, arrives at Cross Four Ways as well. When we mentioned Michael Sweeney there on that second lap, he did certainly seem to have picked up the pace, so maybe a couple of adjustments here at Cross Four Ways. That might just seem to have done a world of good for that machine that he's on. There's number 8, 85, Andrew Hurd, 12th quickest on the opening lap. And there's number 89, James Walsh, 13th quickest at a 241.807. Number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, 239.8 on the opening lap. And number 45, Lee Ospreay, through to you, Tim.
Yep, first three machines come into our sight. And it's Todd that's now at the front on the road and on the timing charts as well. Davey Todd, 104.739 miles per hour. And Rob Hodgson quicker again on that lap, number 44 at 104.558 miles per hour. It's less than a quarter of a second between them. Amazing. 22, Paul Jordan's gone quicker as well. He's third at 103.961. So he is right within touching distance as well, as is number 4, Michael Evans, 103.784 miles per hour. And in fifth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley's in at 103.022. Two-minute board has now gone up here at the start-finish. Just across the line there in 11th quickest at the moment is number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. Quicker lap in 14th to number 45, Lee Ospreay, at a 94.415. So Barry Ferber, number 12, is 6th quickest. 7th, number 92, Jamie Williams. 8th, number 23, Marcus Simpson. 9th, number 9, Paul Cassidy. 10th, number 65, Michael Sweeney. 11th, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. 12th, number 85, Andrew Hurd. 13th, number 89, James Walsh, and 14th, 45, Lee Ospreay. Let's go to Rob at Cross Four Ways.
So who's at the front of the order this time? It's number 1, Davey Todd, ahead of number 44, Rob Hodgson on the road now. 21 Joe Yeardsley dropping a little further back, and now catching him on the in is number 22 Paul Jordan there. So Joe Yeardsley just dropping back a little bit. Todd leading on the road just ahead of number 44 Rob Hodgson. So it's the top two on the timings, the top two at the moment in the order on the road. Number 4 Michael Evans on the way through. Number 12 Barry Ferber as well, sixth quickest as we've heard before. Number 92 Jamie Williams, seventh quickest. He's lapping at around 3 seconds a lap quicker than he was on his flying laps yesterday. And just having a quick look through the board and trying to go through that little mental calculator that takes a bit of time to get going in my brain, a lot of these riders in this session are lapping at around between 1.5 and 2.5 seconds quicker than their fastest flying laps last night. So it isn't a dramatic change, but progress nevertheless. To you, Tim.
Yeah, they're less than 2 seconds outside the race lap record for this particular one. There's 1:44. And 104.957 miles per hour now for number 44, Rob Hodgson, back on the top. Number one, Davy Todd, quicker again at 104.781. And third, number 22, Paul Jordan. Checkered flag is now out, so that means that only the top three have got the opportunity to get another lap in. Paul Jordan then, 104.637. So there is around 0.6 of a second between the top three. That's set us up nicely for later on, hasn't it? Fourth quickest is number 4, Michael Evans. And he's not far back either, less than a second, at 103.784. Fifth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Joe Yeardsley at 103.022 miles per hour as 85 crosses the line. In 12th position, and quickest lap there at 95.626, I should say. 14, Lewis Arrowsmith across, and 89, James Wald. So Barry Ferber is in 6th, bike number 12 at 101.488. 7th, number 92, Jamie Williams, 99.817. 8th is 23, Marcus Simpson, 98.152. So let's see, the top three, have they got to cross four ways? Rob Pritchard.
They're approaching us, and that Rob Hodgson time, just under 1.5 seconds outside his own lap record pace of the class. There's number 1, David Todd, number 44, Rob Hodgson, and number 22, Paul Jordan. There's your trio through cross four ways on this, what we believe is going to be the last flying lap. Just looking outside the top 10 as well, a couple of those improving their times. We've already taken the checkered flag, 11th quickest, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, around a second or so quicker, 85, Andrew Hurd, 89, James Walsh. So those in 12th and 13th, respectively, have all gone quicker as well. Lee Osprey, number 45, 14th quickest at the moment, a 2:42.050. That compares to a 2:44.719 yesterday. So that's a good chunk of time taken out by number 45, Lee Osprey. 15th quickest, number 18, Michael Bampton, a 2:42.5. How does that compare to yesterday? That's quicker as well, 2:44.7 it was yesterday. So we are seeing progress across the board, possibly as expected. To you, Tim.
Yeah, well, let's see what we see on the timing charts now as the three emerge. No, lap four was the quickest. They encountered traffic on that last lap, some of the lower order runners. So Rob Hodgson is quickest. Rob Hodgson, number 44, at 104.957 miles per hour. Did that on lap four. Davy Todd, quickest on lap four. He is second, number one, Davy Todd, at 104.781. Third is 22, Paul Jordan, 104.637 miles per hour. Fourth is number 4, Michael Evans, 103.784. Fifth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Joe Yeardsley, 103.022. Sixth, number 12, Barry Ferber, 101.488. Then the rest are below just the first ones I'll read out, the 100 miles an hour. Seventh, number 92, Jamie Williams. Eighth, number 23, Marcus Simpson. Ninth is number 9, Paul Cassidy. And 10th, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Let's go to Chris Kinley.
Love the fact the riders come straight into here and they want to know where they are on the grid, because the grids are important, and the next group is going to get going any minute now. 600s are going to be heading out now, and quickly just going to grab a word with Joe Yeardsley. We can, he's just in a quick chat with the Parker Transport boys, just having a quick look at the times, and we'll just jump in and grab Joe if we can. Don't don't get too technical, Joe. You're only in fifth. How are you? Sorry to butt in, guys. You okay? Hi, Joe.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that. It's
got away at the front, which is handy.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's no, I really enjoyed it. The bike's all performing really well. I love it down here. I think everyone does. So, no, I'm looking forward to the races tonight. I think they're going to be real good races.
Fifth in that one, as you've just seen on times there, not too far away.
No, all good. It's going to be quite close, I think, between the top six, isn't it? A bit of a slipstream train on the go, but no, I'm really looking forward to it. And the sun's shining for the first time this year, isn't it? So what more do we want?
Absolutely. Cheers, Joe. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, thanks, bye.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers. There we go. Joe Yeardsley and Ermo, first of all, congratulations on Imatra. Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic weekend. Imatra is the top... four times finished the Imatra and super sport class, Richard Cooper finished at me too. And, yeah,
he was fast.
Yeah, very fast guy, yeah.
And you were the first rider under what a 48 time into the 48s ever. Well done.
Yeah, first time, yeah.
Good, happy?
Yeah, very happy and let's see.
I'll let you go out. Thanks, Ermo. Okay,
thank you.
Ermo Castamo there. And I tell you what, though, his English is getting better. And already we are moving forward with the Super Sport turning out on track now. Now, there's some white plates there. I've just seen a yellow plate. We'll just play it by ear. But the best thing for you to do is to go to your programme and go onto page number... Where are we here? Onto page number 12 and 13 or 14 and 15 because it has all the Super Sport machines on there. So I'm going to make my way from the holding area, the part firme area to the holding area, and we'll hand it back to Tim just to tidy up on those twins.
Yeah, unfortunately the screen has gone off, but we can get them elsewhere, so let me just see if I can find that now. Can tell you, yeah, we've got down as far as 9th Paul Cassidy, 10th Michael Sweeney, 11th is number 14, I'll just get on the right page because we've fast-forwarded to the next race. So number 14 is Lewis Arrowsmith. 12th quickest was number 85, Matt Sale. 13th is number 89, James Walsh. 14th was number 45, Lee Osprey. 15th was number 18, Michael Bampton. And in 16th was number 8, Dan Sale. And I believe the bikes are on the road, Chris, is that correct?
Yeah, machines are on the way now, Tim. They're on the circuit, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. So we'll just go down a little bit further. 17th, number 77, Daniel Pearson. 18th, number 37, and that's David Glossop. 19th, number 98, and 98 is Neil Connell. And 20th was number 96, and 96 is Anthony Stevens. 22nd was number 34, Grant Thompson. 23rd was number 32, Billy Cummins. 24th is number 10, Andy Smart. And 25th, number 53. And number 53 is Ben Rainbow. And 26th was 95 being Darren Duncan. 27th was number 60. 60 is Ben Wilkinson. And 28th and the last was number 46, Sean Leonard. So let's go to Rob at Cross Fourways.
As we await the busy Super Sport field to make its way towards us, just a quick refresher then on what happened last night in the white plate session. Nathan Harrison, who was on a yellow plate, did set the fastest time, 224.874. Second quickest was newcomer David Rigby, number 49, 231.061 at 92. Jamie Williams making up the top three there. First machine across four ways is number 49, Dave Rigby, so a good session for him last night. Then number 35, that's Kieran Brockie. Number 94 as well, Eddie Warmold. Eddie Warmold inside the top 20 as the newcomers. Top 10 in the white plate session. Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Busy old field this. Number 42, just a couple of seconds back off that group. That's Aaron Sadler. He ran well. Fifth quickest, in fact. Number 72, Matthew Rostron, another newcomer in there. He slotted into 16th last night. So many machines out there. There's good 8, 9, 10 have gone past us just in those last couple of moments on this flying lap. Numbers 47 and 48 through Andrew Castle and Austin Webster. Number 43 and 84 there. So that's Aaron Hands and Matthew Sale. Number 60, Ben Wilkinson, another newcomer in this class as well. Plenty of newcomers to watch out for. To you, Tim.
Yeah, first bike sighted and into our view now. And that is number 49, David Rigby, the newcomer, who was second quickest in this session last night. 35, Kieran Brockie is through. 94 through is Eddie Wormald. 67. was about to tell you that 67's through in fourth, and then we're down to 13 bikes have gone past us now, as you could hear. And that's now 19 bikes through. And that's over 25 bikes have gone past us now. So tell you that 122 was fifth on the road, Israel Gillette. Sixth was number 85, Andrew Hurd. Seventh was number 88, Craig Sizebek. Eighth was number 10, Andy Smart. Ninth, number 74, Bailey Harker. Tenth, number 54, John Marsh. And last four I've read out, all newcomers. 11th, number 57, Mark Jackson. 12th was 42, Aaron Sadler. No times, this is just the position they were on the road. 13th is number 29, Sam Norton. 14th, number 51, Radley Hughes. And 15th is number 72. And 72 is Matthew Rostro. Let's go out to Crosswallways and Rob Pritchard.
First flying lap, there is number 49, David Rigby as well, so first out on the road. Can he look to try and match or better that time from yesterday? So the first session on those white plated machines, a reminder, his best time is a 2:31.061. Will we see progress from that last night? Number 35, Kieran Brockie, and number 94, Eddie Warmold, who, as mentioned, was in the top 10 in the white plate session last night as a newcomer. Plenty of machines towards us now. 10, 67, 85, 122. 54, 88, 42, 74, 57. Can't speak quickly enough. 29. And at the back of that group, that's number 51, Radley Hughes. That's the only time I've had to mention a name in that particular group. Number 72, Matthew Rostron. And number 75 on the way through, Tim Walsh. Number 31, Colin Croft, 52. And 58, 40, 68. So as we've already mentioned, it is a big field out there. We're going to get our first flying laps through. To you, Tim.
Bright orange helmet across the bridge. I think that is 49, David Rigby. It is, and he's done 102.721. He did 101.284 last night, so he's gone quicker than newcomer than he did previously in the practice session last night. Two more interview, and that's 94, Eddie Wormald at 97.444 miles per hour, and 35, Kieran Brockie at 95.762. But third now is number 10, Andy Smart. 51. And another bike. I didn't catch the number. Very close together across the line. So 51, Radley Hughes actually has moved into third position at 97.137 miles per hour. Fourth, number 10, the newcomer, Andy Smart, at 96.998. In fact, into second is now number 2, Dominic Herbertson, at 97.570. So Andrew Hurd, 6th, number 85, 7th, number 35, Kieran Brockie, 8th, number 42, Aaron Sadler, 9th, number 68, Roddy Taylor, 10th, number 54, John Marsh, 11th, 57, Mark Jackson, 12th, 67, Blake Kelly. That's as much as we can bring you. It's fast. Let's go out to Rob, cross four ways.
So number 94, Eddie Warmold, that's around 3 seconds quicker than he managed on his best flying lap last night. There's number 49, David Rigby, a 2:28.947. Again, a bit of a reference point here. He's way out in front of the field at the moment. In the Supersport 600cc B race, the lap record for that was set by Michael Russell in 2022, a 2:27.141. So David Rigby not too far off that sort of pace. Number 94, Eddie Warmold, I should say, if I can get the words out. Number 35, Kieran Brockie, also running well. Number 10, Andy Smart, set a high bar last night, did Andy Smart, so looking to try and get back to that sort of pace. Number 85, Andrew Hurd as well, 2:39.4 on that opening lap. Number 42, Aaron Sadler, 54 and 67, that's John Marsh and Blake Kelly. And then a big group here led by number 122, Israel Gillette, 19th quickest on that opening lap as well. So the field getting a little bit more spread out on this latest lap. To you, Tim.
Yeah, it should be David Rigby interview again. Indeed it is. 3 minute board is out. And 102.721 miles per hour there by Rigby. So not gone quicker on that lap. Still that lap two time is the one that counts. But it's a terrific performance so far by the newcomer. There's number 94, Eddie Wormald, and he has gone quicker. Up into second now, ahead of Herbertson at 99.477. He's been relegated to third because number 10, another newcomer, Andy Smart, has got over the 100 into second place on the leaderboard at 100.578. Fourth is number 85, Andrew Hearn. Fifth, number 42, Aaron Sadler. Sixth, number 2, Dominic Herbertson, but he's only completed the two laps so far, as the two-minute board is now being displayed. And Dominic Herbertson's up to the top. I think he's being the yellow plate one, though, but 104.286 miles per hour in this session. So 8th, 35, Kieran Brockie. 9th, 54, John Marsh. 10th, number 31, Colin Croft. 11th, in fact, 10th now is 77, Daniel Pearson. And so Croft is now in 11th. 12th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 13th, number 88, Craig Sisebeck. So Herbertson quickest so far, but the newcomers, Rigby Smart and Wormald, are really impressing. Let's go out to Rob.
David Rigby on the way through there. So David Rigby still leading on the road, quite some distance ahead of the field if we're talking newcomers yet again. Just look a little further down, because number 77, Daniel Pearson, the latest flying lap from Pearson, a 242.074. That equates, some quick maths again here, to just around 5 seconds quicker than previously as well. So that's 3 seconds quicker, my apologies. Number 94, Eddie Wormald, a 233.8, around a second quicker than last time out. Number 10, Andy Smart, that last flying lap around a second quicker than he went last night. 35, Kieran Brockie, and number 85, Andrew Hearn, a 235.3 so far. Number 42, Aaron Sadler, running at around the same time, so 235.6 compared to 234.9 last night. Number 67, Blake Kelly, and there's number 88, Craig Sitzepek. 51, 122.74, and there's number 2, Dominic Herbertson. To you, Tim.
Rigby's just gone through. Checkered flag is poised to go out, but Rigby has beaten it because the one-minute board is still there. But he's done 104.286 miles per hour, which is inside the lap record of Michael Russell from 2022, which is 103.982 for this race. So it's only Rigby that's got the option of an extra lap. That was 94, Eddie Wormald through. And number 10, Andy Smart. Neither have gone quicker than they did on lap 3. Aaron Sadler has moved into the 100 club, though. Number 42 at 100.325 to be currently fourth on the leaderboard. 54 across the line. That's a newcomer, John Marsh. Blake Kelly also across the line, and Dominic Herbertson as well. So the quickest in the session was Dominic Herbertson at 104.286. But I suspect he will be in the yellow plate session as opposed to this. So he was inside Michael Russell's white plate lap record. So 49, David Rigby, the newcomer, is second, 102.790. That was on lap 4, his last lap. Let's go out and see if he is doing a fifth lap, and go out to Robert Cross Fourways.
Just as you can hear another newcomer, number 60, Ben Wilkinson, going past. There is number 49, David Rigby. So will he add to the time that he's got already, a best of 228.847, as we've already heard. A couple more of improvements across the board as well. We mentioned one before, number 42, Aaron Sadler's done a 232.505. That compares to 235.9 yesterday. So that's quite a sizable improvement, number 42, Aaron Sadler. Number 94, Eddie Wormald, we've already mentioned, 233.8, a best time. And that compares last night to a 240.274. That is a substantial improvement. Number 85, Andrew Hurd's gone well in this session, sixth quickest, a 235.3. Number 51, Radley Hughes, a 237.5. Now, how does that compare to yesterday? To a 238.2, so a marginal improvement from number 51, Radley Hughes. And another newcomer, number 88, Craig Sitzepek, 238.286. And that compares to 241.8 in the last session. So in and around sort of 3 seconds quicker than lapping last night. Over to you, Tim.
There he is. David Rigby just put the right leg out as well, just to acknowledge that he has seen the checkered flag and moved over to the left-hand side. So, we were going to give you the leaderboard, but we'll go to our other options, as that has gone blank straight away. But it was Herbertson, obviously, who was quickest in that particular session. Let's see what we can do. So, yeah, Herbertson quickest. 49, David Rigby, who's been the star newcomer amongst many newcomers, was second. In third was number 10, Andy Smart. Fourth, number 42, Aaron Sadler. Fifth was number 94, that's Eddie Wormald. Sixth was number 85, and that is Andrew Hurd. Seventh quickest there was 51, 51 being Radley Hughes. In eighth position was 88, doing really well there. 88 being Craig Sizerbeck, the man from Buckingham. In ninth position was number 35, that is Kieran Brockie. In 10th was number 54, another newcomer, that's John Marsh. 11th quickest was number 68, 68 being Roddy Taylor. In 12th place was number 28, and that is our Mexican friend Gonzalo Castro. So good performance from him. In 13th was number 43, 43 being Aaron Hands. 15th was number 74, that is Bailey Harker. In 16th was number 67, and 67 is Blake Kelly. 17th was number 77, 77 being Daniel Pearson, the rider from Brough. 18th was number 48, 48 is Austin Webster, the man from Bude. It's a course inspection car, just goes through. In 19th was number 31, 31 being Colin Croft. 20th was number 58, 58 is Andrew Ripley, another of our newcomers from Road Heath. In 22nd was number 29, 29 is Sam Norton. 23rd was 79, that's Adam Randalls. In 24th it was 57, 57 being Mark Jackson. 25th was number 61, that's Adam Williams, again another newcomer, this one from more near affair in Peel. In, where have we got to? 26th was 75, Tim Walsh, newcomer as well. 27th was number 86, 86 being Matthew Corkle, the man from Kurt Michael. In 28th, it was number 39, and that's Loic Ciro. And with that, we've hand back to Chris Kinley, as I think the next session about to get underway.
It is. It's the 600 Super Sports with the yellow plates, and it was David Todd who was quickest last night on the number one bike, the Malenka by Paget's Honda, 2 minutes 20.1. Then it was Paul Jordan, number 22 in behind him, 221.0. Then 15, the bike just going past us now, Nathan Harrison, 221.7. Then it was number three, Mike Brand, 221.8. And then 65, Michael Sweeney at a 222.8 in there too. Rob Hodson, sixth and number 44. Then 36, Coward, 21, Yeardsley, 34, Thompson, 38, Costamo. And if you're looking for Michael Dunlop, down in 15th position, he did pull in. I think he only did, let's have a little look, they've got the information here. I think he only did a couple of laps anyway. So Michael Dunlop, a 234.5. But I'm sure the problems that he had will be fixed. I'm sure I'm ready to go. So the white plated machines have been out as Michael Sweeney's come in on 65. Sam West goes past us on the number 7 bike. 55, you can see there. That's, we just mentioned before, Mike Russell. 44, Rob Hodson. 6. Michael Dunlop rolls at Milwaukee Ducati into his position. Davey Todd in. He'd be looking to go well on this one. On the Malenko by Paget's quickest man so far. 2 minute 20, that time to be. 18. Better drop into his position. Mistral Racing on the front of that machine. Got that many pockets and that many things going on. Mike Bampton, that is, on the R6 Yamaha. And number 2, Dom Herbertson, just been out in that session. He's also out in this one too, on the Ducati GBS 959 Ducati. Dennis Booth on 26 next to him. Paul Cranston, 93, just dipped behind as well. Dominic has a quick look to see if his rain lights on. Gives us a bit of a nod. I think he's happy enough. Said she was booking and broncoing a bit last night. Hopefully he's got that a bit settled down now with a bit of extra track time in that last session. And number 8, also here as well, Dan Sale on the 600cc R6 Falcon Yamaha. But Dominic Herbertson just getting to the front,
Paul Crampton's going to be at the back. You can see Mike Russell in there as well. But machines are making him out for this 600 Supersport. The lap record, by the way, for the Supersports in this race, if you want to call that the 4A race, is 110.7, 2 minutes 18.10 for Dean Harrison back to 2017. What are we going to see in this one? Conditions absolutely perfect. A bit overcast, a little bit of a breeze blowing from Scarlett, which is, if you look up the course, from left to right. Let's go across four ways. Lap one.
Yeah, we've heard from Chris there, the lap record for race 4A. Race 6A, that lap record, again, just for another reference point, Michael Dunlop back in 2017, a 2 minutes 17.423, that equating to a speed of 111.335 miles an hour. As we've just heard, didn't see too much of Michael Dunlop last night. Of course, got to remember that the Supersport Yellow Plate session was halted prematurely. So looking at the times that were registered there, David Todd, the quickest at a 220.160. Then number 22, Paul Jordan, 221.067, only 0.9 seconds off the pace of Todd. Number 15, Nathan Harrison, going well, went out in two Supersport sessions last night, 221.710, so that's around 0.6 seconds off the pace of Paul Jordan. Just outside the top three by just 0.154 of a second was number three, Mike Brown, 221.8, making up the top five. Number 65, Michael Sweeney, front of the order on this first lap. Nathan Harrison, then Michael Evans, then Mike Brown. Then number one, Davey Todd, another big field. Jamie Williams next. And number 65, Michael Sweeney, Jordan. Then a whole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dunlop and Coward in that group there. There's Dom Herbertson, who went out just before. 33 now. Number 45, Lee Osprey, 18 and 27 on the way through. That's number 26. Number 66 on the way through as well. So Roger Wibberley, just there's number 8, Dan Sale on the Falcon Electrical Yamaha. The man from Sulby as well. So there they are, through cross four ways on this sighting lap for the Supersport Yellow Plate session. A couple more machines into view. We'll take them through. That's number 93, Paul Cranston. And on this sighting lap as well is number 55, Michael Russell. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, two emerge. Three. Harrison Evans, Nathan Harrison, I should say, Mike Brown and Davey Todd. Just going to let you listen. Nearly 30 bikes through, and still they come. As that is bike number eight through there. Bike number eight, of course, being Dan Sale. So the order through here was number 15, Nathan Harrison, 4, Michael Evans, 3, Mike Brown, 1, Davey Todd, 65, Michael Sweeney, 92, Jamie Williams, 22, Paul Jordan, 44, Rob Hodgson, 12, Barry Ferber, 36, Jamie Coward, 34, Grant Thompson, 7, Sam West, 13th through was 6th, Michael Dunlop, then it was 21, Joe Yeardsley, 57, Mark Jackson, 2, Dominic Herbertson getting an extra session in, here is Dominic, 38, Erno Castamo, and Kevin Keyes, the newcomer who's impressed so far. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
So the first flying lap, you mentioned Dominic Herbertson there. He's one of three riders on Ducati Power in this class this year, alongside Michael Dunlop and Israel Gillette. Nathan Harrison, Michael Evans, Mike Brown, and number one, Davey Todd. So that quartet close together on this opening flying lap through cross four ways. A few seconds further back is number 65, Michael Sweeney, 22, Paul Jordan, number 44, Rob Hodgson moving in front, and number 92, Jamie Williams there. Further, Thompson, Dunlop, Hole, Scutchmore. There's number 38, Erno Castamo coming through. Now number 9, Paul Cassidy, and number 57 on the way through, Mark Jackson. Number 89, James Walsh on the Triumph. Number 11, Adrian Harrison. Number 33 is Damian Crook. Numbers 45, 18. Only time for numbers here, 27 and 26 at the back of that little group there. It's Tom Snow and Dennis Booth on Triumph and Kawasaki Power, respectively. Number 66 through as well. To you, Tim.
First bike into our view. Four of them, in fact. Leading on the road was 15, Nathan Harrison, but he's third quickest. Davey Todd quickest, 109.742 miles per hour. What a sight. What a sight. Mike Brown then second quickest, 108.74, 6 miles per hour, number 3. 15, Nathan Harrison third at 108.185. Fourth was number 4, Michael Evans at 107.174. Fifth quickest so far is number 65, Michael Sweeney at 106.916 miles per hour. Sixth, number 22, Paul Jordan, 106.634. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward, 106.117. Eighth, number 44, Rob Hodson at 105.746. And ninth, number 6, Michael Dunlop, 105.220 miles per hour. Tenth is number 2, Don the Bomb, Dominic Herbertson, at 105.201. 11th, 38, Erna Costamo. 12th, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Todd, quickest. Let's go to Robert Cross Four Ways.
I wonder for some of those riders if the message has kind of been in the paddock overnight that we need to get out towards the front of the field more, because that seems to be equating to more times as well. There's Nathan Harrison, Mike Brown, Davey Todd. Davey Todd moving ahead on number 4, Michael Evans there. So that quartet just a little more split this time around. But Nathan Harrison leading on the road on this latest final lap. Number 65, Michael Sweeney, fifth quickest. Paul Jordan, sixth quickest. Number 44, Rob Hodson, eighth quickest. Number 36, Jamie Coward. And there's number 6, Michael Dunlop. Number 92, Jamie Williams running well at the moment as well. Three more, four, five, six more. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley is in there alongside Erna Costamo. It looks like number 21, Joe Yeardsley, is pulling over as number 17, Kevin Keyes, comes past here. So number 21, Joe Yeardsley, has pulled over here at Cross Four Ways as number 9, Paul Cassidy, comes past us as well. Wait to see if Yeardsley gets going again. Numbers 57 and 89 now with us. James Walsh following in behind number 57. Mark Jackson, to you, Tim.
Looking up to School Hill Rise and 3 emerge. Mike Brown is leading them this time, but Davey Todd still at lap 2 is quickest at 109.742. The number 3, Mike Brown's put in 109.071. 3 minute board is out. Up into third is number 20. Up into second is number 6, Michael Dunlop at 109.189 miles per hour. So he's finally got that bike pinned. Michael Dunlop, 109.189. Third then is Mike Brown. Fourth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Fifth, number 44, Rob Hodson at 108.453. Sixth now, number 15, Nathan Harrison, 108.185. Seventh, number 65, Michael Sweeney, 107.554. Eighth, number 4, Michael Evans at 107.255. Ninth, number 36, Jamie Coward at 107.055. My word, what racing we're in for tomorrow in this race. 10th is number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 11th, number 38, Erno Costamo. 12th is number 34. And number 34 is Grant Thompson. But it looks like Michael Dunlop has got that Ducati chiming. Let's go out to Cross Four Ways. Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, Michael Dunlop, what, he's a mere 14 seconds quicker than yesterday. Mike Brown leading the trio now ahead of Davey Todd, number 15, Nathan Harrison. So a little bit of change in the order on the road as Michael Evans on the number 4 outfit comes through as well. So it's number 3, Mike Brown, leading on the road in and around the 220 mark. And obviously Davey Todd dipping just under 219. Sweeney, Jordan, Hodson come fastest. There is number 6, Michael Dunlop, and number 36, Jamie Coward. Jamie Coward running 9th quickest at the moment. Whereas only one rider was in and around the 220 mark as Dom Herbertson comes past us last night. That's 4 riders in and around that region now. Number 34, Grant Thompson moving through the field there. And number 92, Jamie Williams. 2, 3, 4 more machines through Cross Four Ways as well. Looking a little bit further down, looking at some of the times that we had last night, relatively similar, 220, 221 for the front runners as number 17, Kevin Keyes comes through there. But just looking a little bit further down. No time for that though. To you, Tim.
Yeah, so 3 riders cross the bridge and they emerge into our view now. And Davey Todd's gone quicker. Well, stays quickest, 109.742. That was on lap 2. We await Michael Dunlop, of course, to see. There he is, Michael Dunlop, to the top of the chart. 110.243 miles per hour for Michael Dunlop. So he has got that Ducati singing. So Todd now in second, bike number 1, 109.742. And Dunlop, I'm hearing, is pulling in further down the bypass. Job done, is what he'll be thinking there. Third, then, number three, Mike Brown at 109.071 as the checkered flag is now out. Fourth, number 22, Paul Jordan at 108.529. Fifth, and going quicker on that fourth lap, is number 15, Nathan Harrison, 108.476. Sixth, number 44, Rob Hodson, 108.453. Seventh, and going quicker, is number 36, Jamie Coward, 108.078. Eighth is 65, Michael Sweeney, at 107.554. Let's go out to Cross Four Ways, Rob Pritchard.
And when you're looking at riders who were inside, let's say, 2.5 minutes as a benchmark, 12 of them last night, that's now up to 18, as Mike Brown ahead of number one, Davey Todd, and then just a second or so back, number 15, Nathan Harrison. So no change in the order on the road from the last lap, as number four, Michael Evans, comes past us as well. Mike Brown still leading on the road on this latest flying lap here, but more riders dipping under that 2 minute 30. Rob Hodson, Michael Sweeney, Paul Jordan on the way through, and number 36, Jamie Coward as well. Among those inside the top 20 as well, we've got through a few of them. Erno Gustamo, 12th at the moment, number 38. Number 34, Grant Thompson, moving up to 13. Number 2, Dominic Herbertson, comes past us. He's 10th fastest at the moment. Joe Yeardsley, Jamie Williams, Barry Ferber, Kevin Keyes all in there. Thompson, Gustamo, West, and number 12 as well. That's Barry Ferber. Barry Ferber's inside the top 20, 16th quickest, 227.9. Behind him is the newcomer, number 17, Kevin Keyes, who's already seen the checkered flag. Number 55, Michael Russell, moving inside the top 20 tonight so far in the yellow plated class, 229.186. And number 111, Brian McCormack, 231.708. And Paul Cassidy, 20th. To you, Tim.
Yep, the leaders all just through, but none have gone quicker and haven't affected the leaderboard as such yet. Michael Sweeney's put his quickest lap in, but remains in eighth. And Jamie Coward, quickest again. Just tightens up that top eight, nine, ten or so bikes. But Michael Dunlop has thrown the gauntlet down to the rest of the field. 110.243 on that beautifully prepared Milwaukee Quattro by MD Racing Ducati. It is a beauty of a bike if you're wandering around the paddock, and I'd thoroughly recommend just stopping and taking a few pictures. Number one, Davey Todd, second then. Get the leaderboard as far as you can. Three, Mike Brown is third. Fourth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Fifth, number 15, Nathan Harrison. Sixth, number 44, Rob Hodson. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward. Eighth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Ninth, number 4, Michael Evans. Tenth, number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 11th is number 38, Erno Gustamo. 12th, number 7, Sam West. 13th, number 34, Grant Thompson. 14th, number 12, Barry Ferber. 15th, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. 16th, number 92, Jamie Williams. 17th, number 17, the newcomer, Kevin Keyes. 18th, number 55, Michael Russell. 19th, number 111, and there's a newcomer, of course, here, Brian McCormack. 20th, number 9, Paul Cassidy. 21st, number 89, James Walsh. 22nd, number 11, Adrian Harrison. 23rd, number 93, Paul Cranston. 24, number 26, Dennis Booth. And 25th, number 57, Mark Jackson. We should have the sidecars coming into the sight now of Chris Kinley.
And they certainly are coming in towards us. And it's number 7, Outford Orion and Callum Coe with a 233.2 yesterday, the quickest. Number 77, that's Tim Reeves and Kevin Colsey, were fourth quickest at a 2 minutes 40.7. 69 in there as well. That is, of course, Greg Lambert. Greg Lambert in fifth, 243. Number 4, Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy, 238.0. They had problems into Bala Beg last night, so they've been a big rebuild of that machine. Number 72, second quickest then, 3.1 back off Crows, 236.4. Is Pete Found, 16 in there as well. Darren Hope, Lenny Bumfrey in the chair, 83. Is, of course, quickly just down the page, 83. Mike Kirkham and Mark Gash, an 11th position for those guys. 25, Dave Marshall and Anthony Pitt. They were all past us there. They're in the 12th place. 32, 96 in there as well. 96 is, of course, the Gale boys. Jim and Ben didn't manage to get out for the session yesterday. Had a few problems. Had to change an engine, but they got that sorted. And they are here on that KTM machine. 17, Charlie Morfitt and Dave Ryder.
He is in 15th position with a 3.03, and number 30, Richard Butler and Josh Saunders with a 3.12, and just behind them, James Hanks, Jonathan Kirk on the 66 bike in 17th with a 3.14.6. And then just behind them, number 42, Paul Reck and Ian Tennant in 18th with a 3.34.461. So they're in there just shy of the 100 mile an hour last night. They were the Crow Boys with a 2.33.263. And we will be on the way with the chairs. You can see the red lights on the back of the outfits to obviously help, because under the trees, it is actually got, just talking to a couple of spectators, to say it has got a bit dark in the old coaters. The coaters have to go on. As I drop my phone, but never mind, it'll be fine. It'll bounce well. So both gates are now open. So it gives them a bit of space to be able to get out on circuit. Who is out first on track? And I think it is the Crow Boys. It is, yeah, the Crow Boys, as the dust flies up as the exit down there. It's the Crow Boys away. Somebody with a problem. Jim and Ben Gale just with a problem. Just having a little look down there. Ah, there we go. They've got it sorted. No problems at all. So their father down here, Dickie, who runs the paddock here now, and their mum, Monica, is just having a little look. And a few words were said then that I shall not repeat on the radio. Let's go to cross four ways. Lap one.
Yeah, and along with the one thing I have noticed as well with the cloud cover here is we've had a little bit of a drop in light as well, and these clouds are looking a bit ominous over us at the moment. Let's hope it does not get any worse than that in terms of the weather conditions. But yep, sidecars out on course. I've already heard from Chris of a couple of those that where they slotted in. Ryan Crowe and Callum Crowe the quickest, from Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley in the Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. If you weren't here last night with a bit of an update as well and you're out here for the first time, just a reminder in your programme that Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, they're down as number 37 outfit. That's not the case. They are the number 4 outfit as well. So if you weren't aware of that, just bear that in mind. If you see the number 4 outfit coming through, that is Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, who are in the programme as number 37. So just a little bit of a change there. Mentioned him earlier as well, actually, in the build-up to this. It was a great first night for newcomer driver Carl Fenwick and his passenger Jake Roberts. 8th quickest of a 2.47.7. 9th quickest, Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron, a 2.50.4, their best time. Then completing the top 10, number 9, Tony Baker and Tom Dawkins, a 2.51.1 as well. What will we see this evening? We can hear them whirring away in the distance. Here comes our first sidecar outfit interview. It is Ryan and Callum Crowe first out. Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley followed closely by Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulsh. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, then Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. There's the number 23 outfit, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, 87 on the way through. Carl Fenwick, Hogan Bumfrey, Baker and Dawkins as well, 83 on the way through as well. And number 14, Matthew Rostron. Two more outfits, 13 and 25 on this opening lap. Number 32, Eric Lenzer and Anis Rossi. Number 17, the newcomer driver, Charlie Morfitt, as well, along with Dave Ryder there on the LCR machine. Here comes the newcomer driver and passenger duo as well. Number 30, Richard Butler and Josh Saunders on the way through well. So that is your sidecars through cross four ways on a busy opening sighting lap, if you like. Who, if anyone, can get close to that benchmark set by the Crows last night at 2.33.2. We've got two more outfits through. James Hanks and then number 96, Jim and Ben Gale are out this session. To you, Tim.
Here they come. So that was Ryan and Callum Crowe at the front. Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley with the second outfit through. Third was number 77. That's Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulsh. Them going down the bypass there. The fourth outfit through was number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. Then it was Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Outfit number 4, they're in addition to the programme. It's the final practice session at this year's meeting. It's racing from now on, which we look forward to. Two races to bring you this evening. So sixth through were number 23. Number 23 is Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, the pairing from Bridgend and Leamington Spa. Seventh through, the newcomer, number 87. And 87 is Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Eighth through was number 16. That's Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. Ninth through was number 9. Number 9 being Tony Baker and Tom Dawkins. And in 10th, we had number 14, 14 being Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron. Let's go to cross four ways, Rob Pritchard.
Looking a little further down the field outside the top 10, just outside number 83, Michael Kirkpatrick and Mark Gash. Here's the number 7 outfit of Ryan and Callum Crowe. They've pulled out a bit of a gap, a couple of seconds here to number 72, Pete Founds and Jevon Worms as well. So the front trio, a bit of a gap between them. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy now ahead on the road of number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch. And then number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes there. So Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy making their way up through the field on this opening flying lap. There's the number 23 outfit, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. Seventh quickest last night, 87. Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts, we've mentioned before. 16, Darren Hope and Lenny Brumfrey. They had a good session as well. There's Baker and Dawkins. And then Lockie and Rostron in close pursuit on this opening flying lap here. So again, just looking around outside the top 10. We mentioned Kirkup and Gash, who were 11th quickest last night. Then it was number 25, David Marshall and Anthony Pitters, the number 83 outfit. Makes his way towards us of Kirkup and Gash, then number 13 and 25, David Marshall, who we've just mentioned. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, two laps to shy of 110 last night. What are we going to see this time? They're a long way ahead now. And it's 100.275 miles per hour from Ryan and Callum Crowe, the brothers from Jerby. Pete Founds and Jevon Wormsley, 99.107, but Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy now second, outfit four at 99.459 miles per hour. The boys in the three-wheel class really putting on a show here. Number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch. Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch, 95.908. They're currently in fourth and fifth. It's number 69, and that is Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. They've gone round at 95.216. Sixth quickest, number 87. That's the newcomer, driver Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts from Ballasalla. Seventh quickest, number 16, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. In 8th place, number 23 being Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. Ninth place is Tony Baker, outfit number 9, Tony Baker and Tom Dawkins. And in 10th, number 14, Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostrum. But we've had a 100-mile-an-hour lap from the sidecars in practice. There is a technical flag out for outfit number 33. So they're being pulled over there, something being spotted by the marshals. Let's go to Robert Cross-Fourways.
Ryan and Callum Crowe right on time there, Tim, as they make their way through Cross Four Ways. Still a couple of seconds ahead on the road at number 72, Pete Founds and Jevon Wormsley, and that's equating in the times at the moment. Not too much, 1.7 off the pace of the Crows. Number 4, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, they've been making up ground through the field at a rate of knots. They've pulled out a couple of seconds here to number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch. That might be an indication of the sort of speed they're still carrying. Number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes, they're still going steady as well inside the top 5 after that first flying lap of a 2:40.694. How does that equate to their lap yesterday? They were a 2:43.058, so an improvement for Lambert and Haynes. Carl Fenwick, Alan Thomas, and also Hope and Bumfrey on the way through in a close trio. Then it's Baker, followed by Lockie on the way through as well. So another close duo on the way through Cross Four Ways this time around, heading towards this latest flying lap. But we are seeing, just doing some quick mental maths here, a couple of improvements across the board elsewhere across the rest of the field. To you, Tim.
Yep, they've done 101.186 miles per hour from outfit 7, Ryan Crowe and Callum Crowe. They did two time laps last night, 3-minute boards out. Are they going to put more in, or are they pulling in happy with those two that they've done tonight? So Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy are also at 100.878 miles per hour. What a lap that is by the outfit number 4. 72, Pete Founds and Jevon Wormsley, just under 99.763 miles per hour. Fifth is Tim Reeves and his new passenger, number 77, Kevin Kolsch, the German in with Tim Reeves. Great to see him back. 95.908. 2-minute board is out, and I think number 42 is going to get the technical flag as well. So that is put out when and the number displayed as well when marshals have spotted something they're concerned about around the course and feel it could be a safety issue. So just coming across the line now and acknowledging the flag, there is pulling in actually that outfit. So let's go to Cross Four Ways and Rob Pritchard.
I'm just looking through the rest of the board here. Around 3 seconds quicker than yesterday at the moment are the likes of Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey, Carl Fennick and Jake Roberts, Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron, around 5 seconds quicker than they were last night. Ryan and Callum Crowe, well, they're catching at the back of the field here. The number 30 out there, Richard Butler and Josh Saunders. This might not be as quick as Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley go through Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. So we might just see a little bit of a bunching up in terms of the field there, because they're already through one of the back markers here, which is number 42, Paul Reck and Ian Tennant. They're 18th quickest at the moment at a 3:28.186. There's number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch inside the top five, as are Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes completing the top five at the moment on the way through. But again, comparing some of the times from yesterday, Tim Reeves a 2:40.7 was the best yesterday. Tim Reeves now a 2:39.528, so a marginal improvement there. It seems to be further down the field where the improvements are coming, at 2:52 as 87 Carl Fennett comes through, Hope and Bumfrey, Alan Thomas on the way through. But we're already seeing Kirkup and Gash, they've made up around 3 seconds as well. To you, Tim.
Yeah, outfit 66 just through, but the checkered flag now being waved as well, as Ryan and Callum go through. Didn't go quicker than they did on lap three, 101.186. And in fact, they were some 6.5 seconds slower on that lap. Second on the leaderboard is number four, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Again, they didn't go quicker, 100.878. This should be Founds and Walmsley. It is indeed. And 69... Greg Lambert is finished as well with Andrew Haynes. So no one going quicker there. Founds and Walmsley are third at 99.763 miles per hour. Fourth, number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch. They did 95.908 on their second lap. Fifth, number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes, they did their quickest lap on lap three of the four they got in. Sixth quickest is number 87, the newcomer Carl Fennick and Jake Roberts. Fennick from Winterton and Roberts from Ballasalla. And they managed lap four, their last lap, to improve it to 93.977. Seventh, number 16, that's Darren Lockie and Lenny Bumfrey. Eighth, number 14. Number 14 is Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron. Ninth, number 9. That's Tony Baker and Tom Dawkins. Tenth, number 23. And that's Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, the rider from Bridgend and passenger from Leamington Spa. Two more finish. 13 and 25. 13. Finishing there is Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon. They are 12th quickest on the leaderboard. And that was number 32 finishing, Eric Lenzer and Anne Rosse. And they are in, I'm trying to find them on the board now, I've just lost them. But they have finished, I can tell you. 14th, thank you. So we've got down to 11th is number 83, Michael Kirkup and Mark Gash. 12th, number 13, 13 being Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon. In 14th, it's number 32, as we've just described, across the line. 15th is number 17, and that's Charlie Morfitt and Dave Ryder.